West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Villarica's Ward 2 City Councilman Matthew Momtahan on Tuesday issuing an open letter to former Councilwoman Leslie McPherson in response to a mailer sent out by McPherson's mayoral campaign that Momtahan sees as an unfounded accusation against he and his fellow councilpersons. Momtahan points at this statement from McPherson in particular for his umbrage. We have politicians at City Hall acting in their own best interest with a blatant disregard for the law and the needs of the people.
I understand that she has a certain issue with how the mayor conducts his role as the mayor. In other interviews, she has more or less specified the mayor. But in this writing, she stated politicians in general, which would be inclusive of the entire city council. You know, in my profession as a lawyer, I have to engender trust and honesty with my clients, and I have to do the same in my role as a city council person with my constituents.
Momtahan ended his letter to McPherson with this: in the event that you are elected mayor of the city of Villarica, then I hope we can find common ground, as we have in the past, to work together. However, I am afraid that your, quote, burn the bridge down tone and tenor of your campaign has done more harm than what is reparable.
Leslie and I have had a long history and relationship. We've worked together on many things. We've agreed on many things. We've disagreed on other things. And I'm not one where I particularly hold grudges. Just because we disagreed on a certain topic or subject matter doesn't mean we won't agree on the next one. I'm very concerned about this, but I'm not saying that we're not going to be able to work together going forward. And so I would hope and anticipate that we would continue the relationship and friendship that we have, and that this is not going to be something that's going to hinder that.
Responding to questions from WLBB Radio on Tuesday, McPherson said she in no way intended to impugn Momtahan's or any other councilperson's character.
In trying to be more vague about who was causing this problem and trying to avoid using any names. You know, I said politicians, maybe should have said politician, but the council is not the issue here. I want to say that I don't know of any council person that wants to disregard the law or has disregarded the law, but I have to say this, and I mean this very strongly. Our charter is clear and states how our governing body is to operate.
And on a recent WLBB Community Voice, McPherson did suggest that the current mayor took actions dealing with city finances and health insurance without official consent from council. She says she believes those actions violated the city charter and those alleged actions were the target of her mailer.
I do believe it's being violated in a number of different ways over a good period of time. And that it's hurting the way we operate as a government, and it's hurting council members being able to fully represent their wards if things are being done behind the scenes, whether it's budget or other information that gets to them, or if there's ever information that's withheld from them before they vote. This was in no way directed at council, and I hope that we can build that bridge back if there is a problem there.
In response to McPherson's allegations, Mayor McDougal told me on a recent WLBB Community Voice program that charges are outrageous. He insisted that he goes to the council for almost everything, even when he, quote, doesn't necessarily have to. He said council as a whole is absolutely the final say of everything that goes on in the city. McDougal said because she has taken her, quote, door-to-door clown show to the radio, it was necessary for me to respond. The Georgia State Patrol says a pedestrian died as the result of an accident early Tuesday morning on Interstate 20 in Carroll County. Preliminary details of their investigation determined that the male entered the eastbound lanes of I-20 from the median near mile marker number 18. The pedestrian was struck by a red Nissan Murano, a gray Nissan Pathfinder, a black BMW 328, and an unidentified tractor trailer. The man was pronounced deceased at the scene. I-20 East was closed for over an hour for the investigation Tuesday morning. Late Tuesday, Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock identified the man as 37-year-old Matthew Dillard of Conley, Georgia. Carrollton police are warning residents of a fake funeral home scam targeting families as they prepare to bury their loved ones. Police say it starts with a call from a number that may look familiar. Some scammers are even skilled enough to, quote, spoof or masquerade as the very contact information from the funeral home. They say the caller will then tell you that you owe them money for services related to a recent funeral or burial. They request immediate payment over the phone. Police say while some funeral homes may accept payments over the phone, they should never call you to demand any money. Never give your personal or financial information over the phone without verifying you are speaking to an official. They say if you ever feel unsure of a call you're receiving, hang up, dial the official number that you know to belong to that business or individual. Our friends at the Carrollton Menu on Tuesday confirming that a major restaurant chain that has closed several locations very recently in the area is set to close another one. They say the Carrollton O'Charley's, located at 1591 U.S. Highway 27 in front of Lowe's, is set to close its doors permanently tonight. The closing comes after the chain recently and suddenly closed locations in Douglasville, Noonan, and Villarica. And District 18 State House Rep and Chairman of the House Judiciary Non-Civil Committee, Tyler Paul Smith, on Tuesday, applauding the Supreme Court of Georgia for its decision to uphold the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act passed by the Georgia General Assembly 4 years ago. Georgia's highest court upholding the state's 6-week abortion ban on Tuesday, but did send some issues with the law back to a Fulton County court. The lower court will decide whether the abortion ban violates the due process, equal protection, and or inherent rights provisions of the Georgia Constitution. Georgia lawmakers had passed House Bill 481 in 2019. Last November, a Fulton County Superior Court judge blocked the law from going into effect in a lawsuit brought by pro-abortion groups. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com websites, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.